Almighty God, we pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the social, cultural, and economic well-being of our rural city. Help us to be wise in our deliberations and fair in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Horsham Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wotjobaluk, Wagaya, Japagulk, Jadwa, Jadwajali people. We recognise the importance and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Please be seated. Welcome, councillors, staff, members of the public and the media to our council meeting tonight. My name is Councillor Robin Galeen, Mayor of the Horsham Rural City Council. I advise the public that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive, which will be available on the Horsham Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being live streamed on the internet. Are there any apologies tonight? We're all here, so I'm assuming not. Are there any requests for leave of absence? No? Thank you. 6. Minutes of the council meeting held on the 28th September and 19 November 2020. Councillors, there's a recommendation in front of me. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Power. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Bell. All those in favour, can I have by show of hands, please? Thank you. Motion carried. Are there any conflicts of interest, councillors, that you wish to declare? Thank you. Public question time is allocated at the start of the meeting before the formal agenda by council. Questions must be submitted in writing to council by 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the council meeting. Standing orders will be suspended for question time to allow a more informal discussion to take place. Can I have a mover to suspend standing orders? Thank you, Councillor Bow, at 5:32, I beg your pardon. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Power. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Oh, yes, your microphones. Okay. Councillors, when you speak, you need to unmute your microphones, please.
Well, unmute.
Okay, we move to officers' reports. The purpose of this report is to determine planning permit application PA 2103 for the development of 35 dwellings, 35 lot subdivision with common property, and removal of Section 173 agreement. I have a recommendation in front of me. Do I have someone to move that? Certainly. So would you read your motion, please?
That council, being a responsible authority under the Horsham Planning Scheme and the Planning and Environment Act 1987, and having considered the application and referral responses, the objections and the relevant provisions of the Horsham Planning Scheme, issued a notice of decision to grant a planning permit for the development of 35 dwellings, 35 lot subdivision with common property, the removal of Section 173 agreement of land known as 52 to 56 Alexander Avenue, Horsham, lots 4, 5, and 6 on plan of subdivision 601513U, subject to the conditions contained in the delegate's report, and with the following additional condition. The applicant to provide traffic calming in Alexander Avenue to address residents' concerns in relation to speeding, and to a design and at a location to be determined in consultation with council and the adjoining residents.
Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Bowe? Is the motion opposed? Councillor Flynn, would you like to speak, please?
People have said, why in Horsham North? And I say, why not? Why should our community be divided by a railway line? We need affordable housing at the entry level. We have a diverse range of housing for those who live within our community. Not everyone wants a large home on a large block with fruit trees and a lawn to maintain. This development will complement the neighbourhood, and we need people to invest in our region.
Thank you. Councillor Bowe? You're going to defer your right? Yeah. Okay. Someone who opposed? Councillor Bell?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to speak against the motion because I've got serious concerns. I'd like to speak against the motion because I have serious concerns about the precedent that we might be creating here. I'm really concerned that we've got such an intense amount there, and I don't believe it's in line with the character of the neighbourhood that we would like. We've always had diversity, and I'm not disagreeing with the fact that we do need more diversity in housing and smaller units available. However, I don't think it should all be in one spot. And to have 45 single bed with 35 and the 10 next door in one cluster, I don't believe it's in line with the neighbourhood character. I've travelled all over the city in the last week and a half looking at other areas where we've got smaller units, Appleton Court, Beg Street, etc., and they've all got green space in front of them, whether it be a lawn area or whatever. I actually have serious concerns. I can't picture how there would be 70 rubbish bins out on double rubbish bin day in the location where I've seen this. There's so many other things, but the neighbourhood character is what really gets me. I'm all for diversity throughout the city to have a number of different options available. Was this planning permit for maybe 10 units on that block? Then I would see it differently, but I believe this is definitely not in line with the character that our community is looking for with their vision. And I would like to actually move. I can't move an amendment now at the moment, can I? Can I move an amendment?
Yes, you can.
I'm not sure if it's in line with what you're saying, though, because I would actually like to see it deferred so that we can look at the planning framework, which has already been previously discussed, and to do it in line with the community vision early next year as a matter of urgency, because if we've got more money being allocated for public housing, as in the recent announcement, then I believe we have a problem that we need to solve so that we're taking this city forward with the vision that we see for this city.
That's not an amendment.
Yep.
That's fine. Okay. Who wants to speak for the motion?
Against?
No, asking for four. Anyone speaking for the motion? Councillor Power?
Madam Mayor, can I just get some clarity here? Are we speaking to the amendment to the motion or the original motion at the moment? I believe we should be talking to the amendment.
Well, it's an alternative motion, so it's not actually an amendment.
Yes, that's the motion.
It's an alternative motion.
Yeah, so that's the motion.
So that's what we're speaking to at the moment.
No. Thank you.
You don't wish to speak? Okay. So anyone else speak against the motion? Councillor Ross?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. My mic on. We need investment in Horsham, but is it the type of development Horsham needs? Is it in character with the street, the suburb, the city, or the whole Wimmera region? That's the question I ask. I don't believe it is. This is the first of this type of development, and if we approve it, it'll be almost impossible to stop anymore because there's a precedent set already in the city. And this could be the thin end of the wedge into getting more of these type of developments. If it was spread out around the city, say in lots of 10 around the city, I wouldn't have an issue with it. But having 35 together with 10, I think detracts from the character of North Horsham. I would also just urge my fellow councillors to reject this motion with a no vote. Thank you.
So my role as a councillor is to provide good governance and best social outcomes for the benefit and well-being of my community who voted for me. representing their best interests. There's a requirement definitely for varying levels of housing to meet the needs of our community. There's no question about that. However, on this occasion, due to listening to the objections by the community, both complainants in the street and others who inhabit similar close proximity housing with adjoining walls, due to concerns over neighbourhood character, amenity as well, with high density and nature, the nature of the lack of privacy of the rooms, accessibility in and out of the site in emergency, and general overdevelopment of the site, I'll be seeking that this development not go ahead in this current layout or on this site. The development for Horsham community would be better suited to a CAD location with more suitable street access, perhaps close proximity to other services, including perhaps law enforcement and the possibility of a well-lit space, with fewer and more spacious apartments to take into account amenity and privacy. So consequently, I wish to make an amendment to the motion that the development be scaled down, back down to at least 20 dwellings for this size of land and a more accessible site found within the Horsham CAD.
Amendment? Sorry.
The amendment was to only approve 20 lots. Is that an appropriate amendment? No, well, I'm just trying to find out whether that's an appropriate amendment, though.
I'm not sure where you can actually request the developer.
I don't think we can tell them how many.
Yeah, so I think all we need to do is just, we can only debate what's the recommendation, there. So either support it or not. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we can move that amendment. Sorry, Councillor Bill. You've already had your say. So we can't deal with that amendment.
Because you can only amend the what's the motion.
And we can't change the number of dwellings because that's a whole new planning application.
So as someone up and developed, they've already received that feedback and they haven't changed their plans. The other thing is you can't tell if they'll become on a block or something.
Yeah, that's not our remit, you know. That's we only can deal with the application.
We have a certain number of valid planning objections.
Yeah. I suggest, Madam Mayor, we suspend standing orders.
Okay. All right. Can I ask someone to move that we suspend standing orders? Councillor Power and Councillor Ross, thank you. All those in favour?
Yeah, so.
We have. Unfortunately, unable to accept the amendment from Councillor Haynell. It's not an amendment that is appropriate. So I'm looking for another speaker. Someone else, Councillor Power.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, just in relation to this, I do support the original motion. I'm not in favour of the traffic calming in Alexander Avenue, as Councillor Flynn has put up. But I do support the motion if it will be carried through. We're in Horsham. We're a rural city. And we're a regional city, trying to become a regional city. We've got a company that wished to build 35 units here in town. People I've spoken to, and it's only been the last couple of days that they've really got to me, the fact that Horsham at the moment needs development. Horsham needs jobs. Horsham needs employment. Horsham needs all the associated activities that goes with building. We need it now. We don't need it in 6 months' time. We don't need it in 12 months' time. We actually need it now to get some employment going in Horsham. This is a great example of it. I drove down there again after speaking with you, Madam Mayor, on radio this morning. I drove down, drove around that block, and also spoke to two builders that were there that were working across the road. They were rapt at the fact that council was going to do something about actually encourage people to build. We do lack that type of accommodation in Horsham. If you go down to the east here,
you've actually got between us and the hospital, you've got units that are built in there, and they've been built there for quite a while. If you go down to our west, between us and the racecourse, there are again many, many units down there that have been built there and stayed there for a very long time. If you want to go further down towards the river, you can go down to the Lutheran Rest Home and have a look at the development that's down there as well. Okay, this is just another type of development where we've got, as I said, 35 units to go into there. 35 single units for people that want to downsize. I'm not one of those people. I like it big. I've got a big house. But this is something that Horsham does need. And the fact that people are putting up their hands and saying, come on, let's move, let's do something about it. It's up to us as councillors now to take it on board. Have a look at the Councillor Ross mentioned the fact that the fire brigade had ticked off on it. I was a bit concerned about that too. That's why I went down there again this morning, drove down the area and had a look around. We're all talking about what the area looks like and so forth. Well, the people up in the top end near the railway lines, they're not going to be anywhere near it, not going to be a part of it. It's the people down there off Howard Street, off Kelkey Road, that will drive in that way. People won't drive, and they might go from Wavell Street down, but they're not going to drive from Newell Street right down the street just to get to the block. They're blocked down the bottom. So travel-wise, it's fairly open, apart from, as I did say before, that there appears only to be one entrance. But if you look at the 10 units next door, the 10 units next door are the same. You drive in, you turn around, you drive back out again. There's no other way out of that block of units as well. So I'm urging council, all of us here tonight, have a really good think about this development. We need this in Horsham. We need the jobs right at this moment. We need the employment. We need this to go through. So think about it very seriously before we say no to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak?
Not everyone's
speaking. Okay, so it's my turn. When I looked at the documentation, I thought, oh, okay, right, yes, not really sure. Then I went for a drive and thought, I actually think it does. So, you know, the neighbourhood character is actually a subjective thing, because when I looked at it, I actually thought it's different to what I remember from years ago when I drove down there, and the character of that neighbourhood has changed. So I actually think this development does fit in there. I've been reflecting on this so much, trying to work out how do we as a council meet the diverse needs of our community? Not my needs, but the diverse needs of our community. And what is in the best interest of our community? And I've been doing this all week. Done my SWOT analysis, as I said I would. Housing availability is tight. We keep seeing people write in the paper how difficult it is for them to get housing. And they are families. Now, this development is for one bedroom. So how's that going to help families? Well, there are very limited one bedroom options. How many people are living in larger premises that they don't want and don't really need and would be much happier in a smaller premises? So if they moved out of their larger dwelling, that then leaves capacity for families and others to find accommodation. So that's something I've been trying to think, all right, well, does that help us solve a problem? The minimum, the private open space has been a concern, and I thought, but it meets the requirements, it meets the regulations. And then I was thinking, well, I've lived in units in the city, my daughters have lived in units in the city. I know when I was working pre-marital, I didn't have the time to be maintaining a garden. I was busy. So I didn't want a garden. I didn't have time to do that. So, again, the fact that, you know, this is a small area, not everybody wants a large space. And if they do, they won't choose to live here. So there are plenty of people who do not want, they don't have the interest, they don't have the time for maintaining a large
open space. So does that meet the diverse needs of our community? All of the other regulatory authorities have ticked off on it, so that's sort of a slight comfort to me, with a range of conditions added to the permit. The density, 35 units, I do find confronting. It's usually seen in a metro area. But when I drove down that street, and I went there again today, that street could be in any part of our town. It could be in any city or any town in Australia. The fact that it's in Horsham North, I think we need to get over that, because I don't see that as necessarily an issue. Potentially there will be increased traffic, but there's so many different paths that people can come on. I'm with Councillor Powell. I don't see people driving the full length of Alexander Avenue to get out. So I will support this amendment, adding the, I don't know that's really needed, but it feels like we're doing something to allay some of the concerns. So I think we need to not necessarily think about what we per se would like to live in, but we have a really diverse community and they have different wants and needs. And if they don't like this development, they won't choose to live there. So I'm all for giving people choice, and I think this is just adding a different choice for people to make. Right, Councillor Flynn, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thank you to everyone who's spoken. Coming back to some things that other councillors have said, we do need diverse range of housing. I think this would, as Madam Mayor said, this could be anywhere in our municipality, and we shouldn't get bogged down in the fact that this is Horsham North, because as I said before, why not in Horsham North? Our community should not be divided by a railway line.
Thank you. I'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? That's carried. Thank you. You can have a division. Councillor Bell, all those in favour? Councillor Bow, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Power, Councillor Haynell, Councillor Glean, those against? Councillor Bell, Councillor Ross. Thank you.
Sorry, just need to confirm, are you voting for or against?
Against.
Yeah.
Oh, but you voted for just then.
No, I thought we moved on from.
No, we're taking a division.
Sorry.
That's all right. We'll do the division again. That's okay. We'll do. I was a bit surprised to see your hand up, but that.
Can you explain now we're voting for?
No, we're just recording in the minutes who's voted for and who's voted against. So it's exactly the same motion. We're just putting in the minutes rather than just straight carried. We're listing who's voted for and who's voted against. Okay, does everyone understand?
Yeah, that's
good. Okay, so we're all those in favour? Councillor Bow, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Power, Councillor Galeen, those against? Councillor Haynell, Councillor Bell, Councillor Ross. Thank you. That motion is carried. Okay, we move to item 9.2, Investment Attraction and Growth Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for October 2020. I have a recommendation there, councillors. Do I have someone prepared to move that motion? Thank you, Councillor Bell. Can you please read the motion?
The council receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for October 2020.
Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Power. Is the motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak? Motion is carried. Thank you. Please remember to turn your microphones on, councillors. We move to item 9.3, request for inclusion on council street name list, Hayden. The purpose of this report is to approve the inclusion of the name Hayden for council's street naming list. We have a motion there. A recommendation, councillors. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would you like to read it, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Recommendation is that council endorse the inclusion of the name Hayden to council street naming list.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Hainer. Does anyone oppose to the motion? Anyone wish to speak? Thank you, that is carried. Oh, sorry, Councillor Powell wishes to speak. Councillor Ross. You have the floor.
Yeah, the morning.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think it's, seems like Ms Hayden was a fine lady in serving the community for many years, a fine Christian lady, and dedicated to helping the sick, and I think it's a great honour that she'd be given, have a street named after her. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hayden,
would you like to speak?
I agree with you.
Reserve your right. Yep. Thank you. Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I agree with Councillor Ross. I think it's a fantastic thing that we recognise someone, especially a lady, that devoted her life to health and well-being of many, many Horsham people. I think it's a great thing that we do these names. I'm not quite sure how many names are now in our book that we had. Maybe
60,
is that all?
60.
Yeah, so it's sooner or later it'll come along that there'll be a street that somebody will pluck out and say, well, this has been a great recognition for this very fine lady. So thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, so I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Thank you, that's carried. Item 9.4, 2019-2020 Horsham Rural City Council Annual Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the 2019-2020 Annual Report for the Horsham Rural City Council. We have a recommendation there, councillors. Can I have someone to move it? Thank you, Councillor Hainer. Would you like to move, read that motion, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I'm so used to this. That the Council receive and note the 2019-2020 Annual Report for Horsham Rural City Council as submitted to the Minister for Local Government on the 2nd of November 2020.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Power. Does anyone wish to oppose the motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? Councillor? Right, okay. Councillor Hainer, you have the floor.
So I'll now put the motion.
No. You're speaking to the motion. Why we should accept it? Something about the motion.
She doesn't have it.
You don't have to speak. You can reserve your right.
Well, I just feel that it's a lot of good hard work by our council staff and the community. It's a very well thought out, very well put together report. If anyone gets a chance to read it, they really should. It's really well done, and I thoroughly support it, and well done to all who put so much hard work into it.
Thank you. Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Harnell, congratulations, you've just stolen me thunder. look, I hold the report. It's a part of this, the 2009 and 2020 annual report. I congratulate all the council employees that had part of it, that did parts throughout the whole report, and also to all those people that put the report together. A lot of hard work. Many, many pages of such wonderful things that have taken place in our municipality. It's just a great report, a really good read if you want to sit down and spend 2 or 3 hours just sitting there reading about what's happened in our municipality. And I mean, not just Horsham itself, it includes everything from Jung on one side, right across to Nattymuck, out there to Mida, down to Dadsall's Bridge and so forth, and out to Pimpernickel. This is a fantastic report. So if anybody wants to know anything about Horsham, what we've done in the last 12 months, please sit down and have a read. And then make comment, go into our Facebook site, the council Facebook page, make comment there that you actually like the report. We don't like the report, it's there to be talked about. And hopefully the report for 2020 and 2021 will come pretty close to the same result. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Boat?
Thank you.
Yep, I'd like to say that it's a great report. It's great to have a year all there because it makes it easier to look back in a few years' time for someone who's I don't know, say 20 years' time, rewrite the history of Horsham Rural City Council in a history book, because I know there's previous books done in the of the previous councils and in a history book, so make it easier. Fantastic photos, well done to all the staff involved and putting it all together. So that's, and yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Madam Mayor, could I foreshadow a vote of thanks to the staff for the, I guess, preparatory report and during trying conditions of COVID as well?
What's the most appropriate way of doing that? Or that in?
Yeah, you can just add another dot point, Madam Mayor, with the agreement of the mover and the second. That's what the best
way to do. Okay. So, everyone happy that we add a vote of thanks to those who prepared it, particularly in the challenges of COVID? Okay, yeah. Does anyone else wish to speak? Okay, I suggest we put that to the vote. All those in favour of the motion? Thank you, that is carried. Okay, the next 9.5, councillor representation on committees. The purpose of this report is to receive and note appointments to some committees with councillor involvement and to specifically nominate representatives to the Municipal Association of Victoria, MAV, and the local the Victorian Local Governance Association, VLGA. We have a recommendation there in front of us, councillors. Can I have someone to move the motion? Councillor Power. Would you like to read the motion, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The recommendation in front of me is that Council, one, receive and note the committee appointments as follows. Northwest Municipal Association, Councillor Robin Galeen as Mayor and substitute, Councillor Penny Flynn. Women Development Association is Councillor Di Bell. Audit and Risk Committee, Councillor Robin Galeen as Mayor and Councillor Ian Ross. Grampian Central West Waste and Resource Recovery Group, Local Government Forum, sorry about that, Councillor Claudia Harnell. The Rail Freight Alliance is Councillor Ian Ross. The Western Highway Action Committee, myself, Councillor Liz Power. Wimmera Regional Library Corporation, Councillor David Bowe. And Wimmera Southern Mallee Transport Group, Councillor Claudia Harnell. Number two is to nominate Councillor Robin Galeen as Council's representative for 2021 to the Municipal Association of Victoria and Councillor Di Bell as a substitute representative. Number three being nominate Councillor Penny Flynn as Council's representative for the 2020 to the Victorian Local Governance. That is the recommendation.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Bell. Is anyone opposed to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak? I take it that's carried. Thank you. All right, 9.6, Council Meeting Dates 2021. The purpose of this report is to adopt Council Meeting Dates for Horsham Rural City Council fixed meetings for the calendar year of 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Do I have someone prepared to move a motion? Thank you, Councillor Bell.
Madam Mayor, I recommend that the council meetings for 2021 for the Horsham Rural City Council be held at 5:30 p.m. at the Civic Centre Horsham or live streamed on the following dates: Wednesday the 27th of January 2021, Monday the 22nd of February 2021, Monday the 22nd of March 2021, Monday the 26th of April 2021, Monday the 24th of May 2021, Monday the 28th of June 2021, Monday the 26th of July 2021, Monday the 23rd of August 2021, Monday the 27th of September 2021, Monday the 25th of October 2021, Monday the 22nd of October 2021, and Monday the 13th of December 2021. Number two, that the statutory meeting to elect the Mayor of the Horsham Rural City Council be held on Thursday the 18th of November 2021 at 5:30 p.m. at the Civic Centre, Horsham. And number three, that the adopted 2021 council meeting dates be advertised on the Horsham Rural City Council website and in the public notice pages in the local newspapers.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Powell. Is anyone opposed to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak? As no one has indicated they wish to oppose or speak, that motion is now carried. Thank you. Item 9.7, Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for October and November 2020. I have a recommendation there, councillors. Do I have someone prepared to move a motion? Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would you like to read that motion, please?
That council receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's report for October and November 2020.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Does anyone wish to oppose that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? As no one wishes to oppose or speak to that motion, the motion is carried. Item 10, Councillor Reports and Acknowledgements. Can I please have someone move that we suspend standing orders? Councillors will be given 2 minutes to speak if there is a report or acknowledgement that they wish to make. Thank you, Councillor Bell. Someone to second that, please. Thank you, Councillor Ross. Can I have a show of hands to approve that motion? Thank you, councillors. Okay, so carried. There is no urgent business. There are no petitions and joint letters. So we'll move to the procedural business. The informal meetings that were held, the purpose of agenda item 13.1 is to receive and note the informal meetings of councillors. We will note that the third dot point, Councillor Induction Workshop held on 18 November 2020 at 12 p.m. in the minutes is actually listed as Monday. It should be Wednesday, so that's a minor change, please. We've also got sealing of documents, inward correspondence, which there is none, and the Councillor Committee meetings. Could I have someone, we have a recommendation there, councillors. Can I have someone to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Would you move, read the motion, please?
What was it, 13?
13.4, the recommendation is under.
Make sure it's on the right page. Yep. That council receives and note agenda item 13.1, informal meeting of councillors. 13.2, sealing of documents, 13.3, inward correspondence, and 13.4, council committee meeting.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Powell. Is the motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak? Thank you, Councillor Powell. Oh, Councillor Bowe, do you wish to speak? No, thank you, Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Very quickly, just in relation to the Wimmera River Improvement Committee, just like to congratulate the guys and the girls that work on that committee and all the hard work they do for us along the river and also the police paddocks. I do have one question, though, if I may ask, and that's to Mr. John Martin, director over there. It's a question that gets put to me probably once or twice a week. When is it possible for the council to seal the road in the police paddocks?
Mr. Martin.
Madam Mayor, the proposal for sealing the police paddock driveway parking area has gone up, I think, to two budget estimate processes the last 2 years and hasn't made the cut because of the number of competing priorities. So it's certainly been considered, but just hasn't been successful in gaining funding yet.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak? Okay, I'll put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you, that is carried. Are there any notes? We don't have any notices of motion.
Madam, yes, Kay. I'd like to put speak to the officers about a motion with regards to the forming a framework for planning that will address future development in line with the vision for the community.
So are you suggesting, Councillor Bell, that you will be moving a motion?
I'll put it forward for the next meeting.
For the next meeting, yeah.
Yes. Yep.
So we don't need to do anything now?
We don't need to do anything. Thank you. Councillor
Hino? Can I please put forward a notice of motion for next meeting for...
No, the notice of motions are for
this meeting. There's no notice of motion tonight, so you'll have to, if you want to put in one, we can have a chat about it.
For the next meeting.
Okay. Okay, that being all the business for tonight, I close the meeting at 6:44 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for your attendance.